the Fox Cities Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this sunny morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's going to be a little sunny but chilly, so.
We have a great show for you this morning. Our guest is Matt Spielbauer. Matt is the owner of Jack's Are Better in Little Chute, which opened up recently. And we're going to get to Matt in just a minute. But before we do, we wanted to go to Heather Wesley, who is the Senior Business Development Officer for Fox Communities Credit Union here in Appleton, who is a sponsor of BizTalk, and she's going to talk to us about Small Business Saturday. Good morning, Heather. So tell us, what is Small Business Saturday, and what can you tell us about what is Appleton doing to support it, Heather?
Well, Small Business Saturday started, I believe, in 2012 through American Express, and Appleton decided to get on board with supporting this Small Business Saturday event last year for the first time. We decided to do a passport event where participants would go from business to business getting their little passbook stamped in order to support small businesses, but then also, you know, in it, a little bit in it for themselves too. Once you get 5 stamps in your passport, you turn that in at the last retail you were stocked at, and you have a chance to win over $1,000 in prizes. And this year, the Appleton Airport stepped up and donated 2 round-trip tickets to Tampa, St. Pete, Florida.
Wow.
So very cool things to, you know, look forward to for just keeping money local and keeping them right here in Appleton. And City of Appleton is a big sponsor of this event, and we couldn't have done it without them, along with Appleton Northside Business Association, Downtown Appleton Incorporated, Fox Communities Credit Union, East Wisconsin Savings Bank, and, of course, the airport.
Well, it sounds really cool. Where can people get the passports? Where can you, at any small business?
Any of the participating businesses. There's over 90 participating businesses this year. If you got the Thanksgiving Day newspaper, I know that was a big one this year.
Yep.
If you got that paper, there is an insert with the passport already attached to it in that paper. But if you did not get that, pretty much all of the businesses, the retail businesses downtown Appleton, where there's quite a few participating businesses on the north side of Appleton, along with the Casa Loma Drive shopping district as well.
Super. Well, Heather, thanks for that update on the Small Business Saturday, and thank you to Fox Communities for helping to sponsor BizTalk and the Score Chapter. Appreciate it.
Of course. We love being a part of you guys and part of the community.
Great. Thanks, Heather, and
thank
happy
you.
Shopping.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
Yep.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, let's turn our attention to Matt Spielbauer, our guest this morning on Biz Talk. And as I mentioned earlier, Matt is the owner of Jack's Are Better in Little Chute. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
And welcome to our program. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Jack's Are Better. Tell us what's going on over at Jack's Are Better.
Jack's Are Better is a supper club in Little Chute. We do not call ourselves a supper club, but we are what we are. We are a supper club. We have standard supper club fare, steaks, seafood, pasta. We're open 7 nights a week, and we're open Monday through Friday for lunch, 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm. And what is your background, Matt?
I started in the food and beverage business in about 1989. I started as a bartender. I've bartended. I've been a bar manager. I was also assistant restaurant manager at a supper club. So that's pretty much all the way through from 1989 until now.
Okay. Well, the Jack's Are Better has been around for many years. How did you get affiliated with this time around?
Our family used to go there. Jim Bookinger used to own Jack's Are Better until, I believe, 2004.
Okay.
And he was a friend of our family. He went to school with my sister. So we went there quite often, and we had a lot of very good experiences there. And it's just such a nice place that we really enjoyed going to. And I don't know that necessarily was a dream, but once it became available, mm-hmm. I really went after it.
Okay. And how long have you been open now?
We opened October 15th was our first day. It was a Thursday. And ever since then, it's been quite well.
Very good. Okay.
Now, you draw not only from the village of Little Chute, but you probably draw from miles around as well, right?
Yeah, I know we get people from a ways. James Fenlon, the village administrator for Little Chute, said that used to be quite a stop for him when they were kids. And they went, or I'm sorry, they lived in Reidsville. So that's quite a trip for them. So that's how popular it used to be. You draw people from all the way around. Our core areas, of course, Kimberley, Kaukauna, Little Chute. But, you know, we try and draw anybody that's anybody that wants to come from anywhere.
Where are you located? You're in Little Chute, but where are you?
We're at the corner of Main and Grand. Our address is 532 Grand Avenue.
In the shadow of the...
The new windmill.
The new windmill.
Probably 100 to 150 yards.
Okay.
So you can't miss it. If you find the windmill, you're going to find Jack's or better
exactly.
Right across the street, just down the street a little bit. And do you have to call in for reservations or is for
we
dinner?
Recommend that people call in, especially Friday, Saturday, and, you know, perhaps Sunday. those are the busiest days in our business.
Now, do you have a website?
We are working on a website through Woodward. Okay. And we're hoping to finalize it on Tuesday.
Okay.
So a lot of people have asked me about the website.
Sure.
And
what's the phone number?
Our phone number is 920-687-5565. That's the best way to get a hold of us.
687-5565. Thanks. I can't write as fast as you spoke. So just want to make sure I got that number down. Well, we're going to take our first quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue with Matt Spielbauer, the owner of Jack's or Better. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
You're out there, making life happen, and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're here this morning with Matt Spielbauer, the proud new owner of Jack's or Better, which opened up in October of 2015. And he's going to be telling us about reopening Jack's or Better. We'll be talking about how he's relaunching that business. But first, we would like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. Our phone number is 734-7101. That's the Chamber's number. And you can also reach us at foxcities.score.org. We have about 53 mentors in our chapter, volunteers, business people who are experts in their field. We cover areas such as marketing, IT, intellectual properties, HR, banking, accounting, cash flow,
I was going to say, don't forget cash flow, Tony.
Yeah. We cover a lot of different things, and our mentors are, we service an area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and it's about a 7.5 county area. And if you're interested in getting some advice from SCORE, it's free and confidential. Please visit us at foxcities.score.org, complete the application for mentoring, hit the send button, and probably within 2 days, someone will be contacting you to set up an appointment. So, again, our website is foxcities.score.org. Well, Matt, tell us a little bit about the reopening of Jack's or Better. There was a lot of history with that supper club, that restaurant in the Valley, and a lot of people really enjoyed it, and it was not Jack's or Better for a while, but when you brought it back, what was that reaction like?
The reaction has been overwhelming.
Good.
We had a business plan, and we made projections, and the projections weren't even close to what we had. Became available, it was the Flying Dutchman, and it had been closed for maybe 15 months. And I knew there was another offer. So the owner is a friend that I knew for a while, and he's my brother-in-law's brother. So I went in and made an offer, and it was accepted. So I put the earnest money down, and the offer was accepted. And then I had to put a business plan together and find a bank and get some help from the county.
So you went through the gamut, didn't you, the gauntlet?
Yes, I did. A lot of help from the village,
yep.
From Jim Mose. He's the community development director, or is his title, or something along those lines.
Right.
So it was a long process. It took quite a while, but in the end, it has been worth it. I guess the journey is the reward.
Mm-hmm. You said you did put together a business plan. As you were starting up, can you come up with what you had as far as a few large surprises? Anything that you want to share as far as when people are thinking about doing something like this?
The surprises are the fact that there's things that you can never plan for.
Mm-hmm.
Little expenses, pest control is one. You wouldn't think of that when you put a business plan together. But as long as you have customers coming in, that helps offset those costs. But you really should plan ahead before you start a business. I guess I'm kind of learning as I go.
Okay.
And we're kind of, as a group, my team, we're learning as we go. To put the business plan together was not that difficult. There was something from, I think it was the University of New Mexico, and they worked with the government, and they put together kind of a guide. And
okay,
I just kind of followed the guide. I didn't follow it 100% because the business plan was about 30-some pages long, but it would have been 100 if I would have followed everything they said. But you kind of pick out bullet points. And I know one of the big selling points was the traffic on Main Street in Little Chute. It was considerably higher than I ever expected. Of course, we all know the Highway 41. I guess it's Interstate 41 now, has a considerable amount of traffic. But we're far enough away where I don't know that affects us, but definitely the traffic in Little Chute does. The windmill.
The windmill.
They already have, I believe, 4 bus loads planned already for next April. So we are the closest facility that can service 40, 50, 60 people at once.
Yeah.
Well, when you said one of the things with your business plan is adaptability, you have to be kind of nimble. One of the sayings we have is there's no business plan who has ever survived the first customer. And that's pretty much true.
I agree.
So. Well, the business plan is really important because it gives you a guide by which you're going to run your business. When you're sitting down doing the plan, you're thinking of a lot of really good information that could help your business. You want to write that down.
Exactly.
And be reminded of it later on.
Mm-hmm. It's that guide from New Mexico, University of New Mexico, really helped. it kind of just walked you right through it. And I've always considered myself a halfway decent writer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of fun. It took a while. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of different, where you print 30 pages, a lot of ink cartridges.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but it was fun. And at that time, it was just a dream. So anytime that you have a dream, it's easy to talk about your dream in your own mind.
And it's really important that you do the business plan yourself or at least be involved in it.
Exactly. I could have, you could go to a service, I'm sure, that could have helped me. I considered it a challenge. And I've never tried to back away from any challenges.
Correct.
So, it was interesting to put it together. It really was.
And, how long do you think it took you to put the business plan together?
I would say between, 3 and 4 months.
Okay.
I worked on it quite a bit. It's all on at home. I did it on my computer at home.
Did you have access to the historical financial information of the business to prepare your business plan?
Just with talking with Jim Bookinger, I didn't have any firm numbers. All we had were traffic numbers, and we had employment and unemployment in Little Chute. Yep. We had also had the average median income for each household and then the worth of the homes in Little Chute. And Little Chute is a great place to do business.
Oh, yeah.
Their unemployment is considerably lower than the state level at 2.2% the last time when I put the business plan
together.
Checked
out all the competition. You listed all the competitors.
The competitors. Yeah. And some from a ways away that we really don't hurt each other. But, we know who our competition is. And I have always thought the competition was a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it makes all of us better.
Yep. We're going to take a next break right now. We're going to come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Matt Spielbauer, the proud new owner of Jacks Are Better in Little Chute. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Matt Spielbauer, owner of the restaurant and app in Little Chute called Jacks Are Better, which opened up in October. And before we continue our conversation with Matt, we're going to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Last segment, we talked about the free and confidential mentoring we provide for entrepreneurs who are in business or looking to start them. But in addition to that, we have a number of seminars and things we do to help educate folks. Randy, tell us what's going on.
Okay, yeah, we're going to be talking with Kurt Hailing is going to be doing a special program for us on December the 16th. That program is being done in partnership with the CAP Services here in Appleton, and it's going to be on what business owners need to know about taxes and accounting. And Kurt is with Albertson Hailing CPA, is one of our sponsors. Kurt's very, very, very up to date on this, so we'll be talking about things you need to do for the upcoming year and how to best do your tax planning. The program is going to be held in Waupaca. It's going to be at the CAP Services office in Waupaca, which is at 101 Tower Road. And it's going to be, as I said, December the 16th from 6 until 8 in the evening. It is free, but we would ask you to go out to the website at foxcities.score.org. Please register so we can get a head count, know how many are coming, and we can plan for it. But if you're in business now and want to get some help with tax planning and so on, this is a perfect time to do it. So that's going to be December the 16th in Waupaca.
And Kurt also is pretty informed about Obamacare, the Health Care Act, and he's going to be able to bring us up to date on some of the things that we need to look out for in 2016 regarding that Health Care Act if you have employees. So that's a good one to tune into, and you can get more about that on our website, as Randy said, at foxcities.score.org.
Right, and we'd ask you to keep track of that because we will be coming up with more seminars and programs after the first of the year, which we will be including the Simple Steps program again coming up shortly after the first.
That's right. We also want to thank our sponsors who help bring you Biz Talk each weekend. Without them, we couldn't bring this show to you. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, also, Albertson Hailing CPAs. Randy just mentioned that Kurt Hailing, one of the partners and owners of that firm, will be doing our presentation on taxes in Waupaca on December 16. So thanks, Kurt Hailing and the team at Albertson Hailing CPAs. Also want to thank Sarah DeBruin, Legal Business Edge. Sarah's an attorney who focuses just on business law. She doesn't do personal injury or divorce. And her offices are in Appleton on Mead Street, the north side of Appleton. So thank you, Sarah, for your sponsorship. Also want to thank Bank First National. They're moving into Appleton on West Wisconsin Avenue. They're going to be opening their office in mid-January 2016 out near the IHOP where the old Paradise Club used to be. And Joan Wolt and Bill Bradley are going to be our guests next weekend. They're going to be talking banking with Bank First National Bank. So thank you for your sponsorship. Also want to thank Candeo Marketing, Zach Pulaski over there, who helps support our BizTalkWithScore.com website. If you have missed a show or would like to listen to it again, you can go to www.BizTalkWithScore.com, and you can listen to the programs that we archive out there. In fact, Matt's show will be out there by next Wednesday. So if you'd like to find out some more about Matt's business and listen to it again, please come to our website. And finally, we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Dash over at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, you're going to be able to keep up with all the business news and all the developments in the business arena in East Central Wisconsin that will help you grow your business. So thanks to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate the support. Well, Matt, let's get back to the Jacks Are Better Enterprise and the wonderful business you started in October. And we were talking before the last break about the business plan and how important that was and the time you spent on it. Can you share some thoughts with us on how that business plan assisted you when you went to approach the lending institution?
Well, what happened was when I worked over at the Darboy Club, we had friends of mine show up and another lady was with them that normally wasn't with them, and she told me of a bank, Ridgestone, in Brookfield that kind of works with the Tavern League of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to get a loan for a bar and restaurant these days.
It is.
So I called down there, and the vice president came up. We had a meeting at a sports bar, and it was the vice president, myself, and the realtor who was selling the Flying Dutchman. And he thought that I was the right candidate right away because so many people knew me at the sports bar. But so I formulated the business plan and submitted it to Ridgestone. And my lender, I don't know if he approved the business plan, but he sent it on to underwriting, and within the first few hours, it got sent back because I didn't have enough startup funds.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the village because I know they have some, they do some help with businesses, the village, a little shoot. But that wasn't feasible at that time for reasons that aren't important.
Mm-hmm.
But so they recommended the county revolving loan program. So I had to make a presentation to you guys that were there, and it went well. So they approved me for a small loan. So I was told by Kara Holman that that was exactly the kind of loan that you guys like, is a kind of a gap between the potential business owner and the lender.
Mm-hmm. What was nice, I sit on that committee, and you did a great job of presenting. And what was nice about that presentation was your banker showed up, too.
Yes, he did.
And that's really nice to see that relationship, because if someone's going to lend you lots of money, you want it to be a partnership and a relationship.
Exactly. He's a really good guy. He's a down-to-earth guy. And I think we kind of clicked right away. So mm-hmm. anytime that he needed anything, and believe you me, they do need a lot with an SBA loan. Okay. But I always tried to do the best I could to keep them happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As working as an SBA loan, how did you find that? Was that difficult, or did it kind of go fairly smoothly?
It's more on their end. Okay. There's a lot of paperwork. I would swear to you that I filled out some of the same paperwork three times.
Okay.
But it's a long process.
Okay.
But I know that there's not a lot of SBA loans anymore. So I must have done something right.
Right.
With the plan.
And the thing is, of course, that the SBA is a guarantee. They insure the loan for the lender, so it makes it a better deal for them. So yeah, that works out just fine for you then.
Exactly.
Now, Ridgestone Bank happens to be a bank that's headquartered in Brookfield, and they only do SBA loans. They don't do the non-SBA business loans.
Right. They don't even do checking.
Right.
That I'm aware of, or even savings or anything like that.
And there are other financial institutions like some of our sponsors, Bank First National, Fox Communities. They will do the traditional loan, and they'll also do the SBA loan. And you are right, Matt. A lot of the paperwork is on the bank, but you need to provide data to the lending institution so they can apply for the guarantee. And they use your business plan as a very important part of that process.
Yeah, that and a decent credit score doesn't hurt. They look over everything. I am sure that when it's the government's involved, they really double and triple check everything.
Well, when you went through the loan process, I'm sure you found yourself explaining certain parts of your plan because maybe it wasn't clear to the loan officer. So you had to clarify some things. And it's a natural conversation. It's a natural flow of exchanging of ideas, but in the end, they found it worthwhile.
Exactly. It's between Jason, the realtor, and the bank, and I think we formed a pretty good partnership and to see this through, because it's not an easy process. Anybody that thinks it's easy, they should rethink their strategy. It's Jason told me there are going to be a lot of ups and downs, and there are definitely a lot of ups and downs because you just don't know. It's entirely up to the government and the bank. And I had sought out two others, and they were no goes. So
yeah.
We were pretty much reliant on Ridgestone.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that in itself is a filtering process. When you're in business, you're going to have ups and downs. You have to deal with them. So if you're applying for a loan to start a business, you have to be able to deal with those ups and downs. It's a filtering process.
Exactly. And my family would tell you they knew all the downs anyway.
You're showing them ups now.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like, though, the strongest thing you were able to do was to develop a real good relationship with your banker, and that was one of the strong points of being able to make this thing work.
Exactly. We had a very strong relationship. And in my however many years I've been doing this, 26 years, I think relationships, I know they're important in all businesses, but in the food and beverage industry, relationships are key. I'm a big Deming fan.
Yes.
And he was kind of go with one vendor and build a relationship. So relationships are big to me. I've had four very good people to learn from. Mark Tatro and Randy Ashour over at the Darboy Club. Jim Bookinger, the former owner of Jacks Are Better, and Roman Somm, who also used to own the Darboy Club. They've been very influential in my background.
If you have a question for Matt, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Matt, another quick question for you on the business plan before we get off of that. As you've opened your business now, you've been in business for a while, have you referred back to the business plan? Because it's not just a one-time document.
I have thumbed through it occasionally. When you make a business plan, you have projections.
Yes.
And to be honest, quite honest with you, we projected, I think, 220 people the first week, and we were considerably over that. But when you do a business plan, and Ryan at Ridgestone told me, he said they were happy because I projected low.
Right.
You never want to project, you know, the crazy numbers that we actually saw, which are outstanding, and we're of course very happy about them. But you make a business plan and you make the projections, and we just went low. They've been much better, but
one of the other things that fits into that business plan, especially for a business like yours, has got to be licensing. How did you find that process?
There were some ups and downs there too. The liquor license goes with the property.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they consider it the address, so that's fairly easy as long as your background is clean,
sure,
and you have the money. That was our first one. there's not a lot of licenses involved. We did go through the one of the processes with, I believe it was the bank and the SBA, was to check with the Secretary of State about the naming rights.
Right,
and
okay.
We were very lucky because when we first checked a while back, Jacks Are Better was taken.
Oh.
And it was released in between. So for 10 years, I have the rights to the name Jacks Are Better in the state of Wisconsin. Also, you have the food license, and that's the tough one. And we went through a long process because some things had to be moved in the kitchen. It's just the way they want it. A lot of the things, I think, in the past there were kind of grandfathered in or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like you don't think when you're doing a business plan or preparing for a business where you need a wash sink or
right,
hand
right.
wash sink.
All the little
dedicated.
Things.
So it's
the regulations change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was a tedious process, but you go to the county and mm-hmm. they kind of walk you through it, and they have the inspector come in and give you recommendations, and you try and do it exactly the way they want it. So we kind of had to move things around in the kitchen and whatnot, and that's the last thing when you own a restaurant. That's the last kind of last hurdle you have to cross. That was ours anyway. So
what is the draw, Matt? What is it about Jack's or Better that draws so many people into it?
It was a place that was extremely popular from the 1960s all the way through almost the mid 2000s.
What was it?
It was atmosphere. Well, it was started up by Jack and Betty Metz, and that's where they got the name. It was Betty for Better, and I never knew that. I just assumed it had to do with
that.
The card game. In fact, it was not this past week, but the week before she was in.
Oh.
And when she introduced herself, I was stunned.
Wow.
Because I didn't know that she was around. She lives up in O'Connell Falls, a very, very nice lady. And one thing I overheard her say is, boy, this brings back a lot of memories.
I'm sure.
So that was really cool. But it was a gathering place, and people enjoyed it because myself personally, I did not know Jack or Betty because I'm not that old. But Jim Buckinger was a very good friend and always very welcoming, and their food was good. And that's what we're shooting for. There's been bumps in the road. I wouldn't lie to you. And I don't want to lie to customers or potential customers, but we're learning. Mm-hmm. We're a new staff, and you have to dial things in, and, we're trying to learn a new POS and trying to learn how to work together and learn the processes. And it's been a challenge, but it's been good. I have to say.
Well, it must be you're doing something right because so many people are coming to the restaurant.
Yes, they are. They're returning, and we worked very, very hard to get the building, the inside, the way we wanted it. And there's still a few things that we're changing there.
Sounds like a fun place to go.
Yeah, it is. We have a good time.
And if somebody's looking to do a reservation with you, what do they call?
920-687-5565. We would recommend them for parties of six or more on Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And Sunday is a good day to make reservations, too. You're certainly welcome Monday through Thursday as well, especially if you have a bigger group. We try to do a limited menu for bigger group or mm-hmm. Try to get them to do family style.
Do you have a room, a banquet room in the
We do, restaurant? And I know Jim told me that they used to be able to do about 45 in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know we've done, I think we've had up to 30 already.
So you could have a Christmas party for a company or a family?
Certainly, and
reunion.
It's a room that you can close the doors.
Oh, that's
so you
nice.
Kind of feel kind of that you're separated
a
from
little privacy.
The
rest of, okay, yeah, great.
A little privacy.
So what was that phone number again? You just kind of rattled out.
920-687-5565.
Okay. And like I said, though, it seems like you're trying to build on the old reputation and yet bring in some new ideas and new things to it.
Exactly. I patterned my menu. I looked at a lot of the competition for items and pricing. One thing I wanted to do is I didn't want to have a huge menu, and I think the menu we have we can handle. one thing that we wanted to not really focus on, but that we wanted to have was authentic barbecue. And we've had mixed reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different when you do authentic barbecue. People in the Valley are used to a certain way, and we mm-hmm. do it a little bit different. But we've had some positive reviews there as well. We've bought a smoker, and we do barbecued ribs. We've done some specials with the smoker. We have a brisket sandwich at lunch.
You know
we
what?
Also have a smoked chicken sandwich at lunch.
Can you hold that? We're going to take a break. Can you run and get some of that food and bring it back? We got to take a
break. I like
the
smoked chicken breast myself.
Bring a bunch of them. Joey's hungry.
I never thought.
All right. We're listening to Matt Spielbauer this morning talking about Jack's or Better in Little Chute, something he opened up in October. And he's very proud of it, and it sounds like a fun place to visit. And we're talking about that here on BizTalk, the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Matt Spielbauer, the proud owner of Jack's Are Better in Little Chute, and we've been listening to how Jack started his business, or Matt started his business and got a business plan going and got, went through the lending process and all the growth opportunities you're seeing, and it just sounds like a fun place to go.
Well, I really appreciate that. We try and make it as painless on the customers as possible.
Now, you wanted to say something about you're making an offer to the listening audience?
Yeah, we'll do 10% off any lunch up until, I was just looking at the calendar, I believe Thursday is the first. Mm-hmm. And then anybody that mentions the fact that they heard us on Biz Talk, or we'll do a free domestic pint when you come in up until Thursday the 1st or through Thursday the 1st at night.
Okay, well, that's great.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So you got to – and how do they get a hold of you?
They have to mention that it was on – did they heard you on Biz Talk?
They have to, yeah. Let us know that you heard us on Biz Talk. Our phone number is 920-687-5565, and we're working with Woodward Radio to get the website up, and it should be hopefully this week.
Right here.
That's right here.
WHBY folks. They're great. And that website's going to be up. By the end of the week.
We should have it hopefully up. They gave us the preemptive look at it. So we just have to get them some pictures. They have the menus.
And
so
folks we're supposed could, to get folks could find you if they Google you.
If they Google Jack's Are Better,
just
they'll
Google Jack's
they'll
Are Better
it,
Little Chute.
And we'll let you know through radio advertising or whatnot, or through the other means that what the website is.
Yeah, and you might even be doing email blasts for your customers in the future as well.
Exactly.
So keep them informed of what's going on in the specials.
We sure will.
And what kind of menu do you serve again?
We have steaks, seafood, pasta. We have daily specials. Our cooks like to come up with a couple of specials. Some tenderloin medallions tonight, in fact, with gorgonzola cheese and some kind of sauce. And I let them be creative. So we do a daily specials, kind of the way they used to do it at Jack's Are Better, a certain discount off of menu items. And then I let those guys kind of come up with what they can. So, every day. And we do lunch specials as well.
And what are your hours?
Our hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, Sunday through Thursday, 4 to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9:30.
Well, that's time to fill your belly, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Matt, we've been having a lot of fun talking about things and how you've gotten things started. This brings us to that part in the program where we kind of ask you for your biz tip, what you would say to people who are getting started or a bit of wisdom that you want to pass on to people.
It's all about relationships, no questions asked. Make as many good relationships as possible. Keep your friends close.
Great. Okay. And that pretty much describes doing business here in the Valley.
Close and well-fed.
And well-fed. And
exactly.
Well-drunk. Mm-hmm. Well-thirsted, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, do you have cribbage boards there?
I believe we have one.
One?
And two new decks of cards. We're supposed to get some cribbage players from the church, but they haven't shown
they
up
haven't
yet.
They haven't come over yet, huh?
Okay. Supposed to be one for the bartender and one for the church is what I heard.
I wonder where they're hanging out.
I know them. I'll have to hunt them down.
Yeah. Well, Matt, want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It was
I
really
sure
a great
appreciate
show and great
the
story.
Invite.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
Yep. And we want to talk about Christmas trees.
Thank you very much. I was going to ask if I could just get a moment in. Please, if you're looking to buy a Christmas tree, come out today to the Festival Foods parking lot on Northland Avenue for the Y Service Club Christmas Tree Sale. We've got 560 beautiful Christmas trees.
How long are you open?
We are open until 5 o'clock this evening.
It's dark, so they'll see you in the Christmas tree light outfit?
Not today.
Doing your dance?
Not today.
Yeah. Well, our guest next week is going to be Bank First National, and stay tuned to that. We're going to hear something about lending like we talked about today. We want to thank you for joining us today. This has been BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox City 1150 WHBY.